X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Wisconsin police department is trying to become the first in the state to join a controversial program where local authorities are deputized as immigration officers. Police in Palmyra in Jefferson County have applied to the 287G program. They get training from ICE and then they're able to arrest people solely for immigration offenses. In return, the local departments get some reimbursement for salaries and benefits. The ACLU of Wisconsin is against this program, saying it harms immigrants and the communities officers are supposed to protect and serve. Recently, the Trump administration has worked hard to recruit local police and sheriff's departments into immigration enforcement. About a dozen of them across Wisconsin have signed agreements with ICE, but this would give Palmyra officers the most immigration authority among all of them. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons are in compliance with federal orders for the first time. Governor Tony Evers and advocates have wanted to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake for years. There have been lawsuits over mistreatment of the children there that have ended up costing the state tens of millions of dollars. Eventually, then-Governor Scott Walker's administration agreed to no longer allow the use of pepper spray and limit the use of restraints and handcuffs. The institutions were put under court monitoring to ensure staff were complying with 50 conditions on how to treat residents, and then that court monitor goes and interviews them. And for the first time, all 50 of those conditions were met, although it'll take multiple successful reports in a row before the court decree can be lifted. The governor praised staff for the new report, calling it a milestone accomplishment and a step forward to hopefully closing these troubled institutions. The last time the monitor visited, back in July, there was a total of 87 children held at Lincoln Hills for boys and Copper Lake for girls. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the Divisional Playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
Step right up.
Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, it's the return of Madison singer-songwriter Art Paul Schlosser.
And check out the John and Gordy Ice Locator app.
Coming soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We're in a massive misinformation campaign. The president himself tweeting out AI videos of fake news reports on healthcare. This is really dangerous, and it's really hard. And I cannot express to you the concern and the absolute bafflement and fear of our European allies asking me, is this stuff really going on?
Thank you, Governor Walz.
Uh-huh.
Should have been our vice president, yep. But I will be fine for now. At 6 minutes after the hour, I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show with Chris Lavoie and Bella with a Z. We have John Fugelsang coming up, yep, at the bottom of the hour. So as per what Governor Walz said, the Department of Education has altered automatic out-of-office replies from furloughed workers. So people were doing their own, hey, I'm not here, I've been furloughed, out-of-office reply. But employees have noticed that their out-of-office reply now blames the Democrats.
Right.
Because there was that email that went out the other day saying, you need to blame Democrats, like the HUD website, mm-hmm, and all these websites had.
Yep.
I should have asked Glenn about this, because this seems against the law. But basically, one person said they changed their out-of-office message back to the nonpartisan version, only to have it then revert back to the partisan version later. Mm. That's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically, you're supposed to blame the Democrats for something that the Republicans are responsible for. Yeah. For all of you that in the back, for all, those of you in the back, like we said earlier.
But even if you're a federal worker and you believe that, you know, that the Democrats are responsible, you know, having the federal government force you to make a political message on your outgoing mail is.
It seems hatchet.
Right. Especially, you know, people who are supposed to be career, you know, workers.
They're not bureaucrats.
They're not, yeah, exactly. They're not partisan people in any way, shape, or form. Sure, they may have their own personal views, but the government shouldn't force them to put out a certain message.
Well, Bob Seska was saying the other day that because his parents were federal workers,
right,
and that they weren't even allowed to tell you who they voted for.
No.
Ever. Yeah. It's certainly not at work. Mm-hmm. It was just, we are like people in the military. Mm-hmm. Yes, they lean to the right because they do. They have Fox News on at all the bases anyway. But it's, you're not supposed, he said, he goes, both of his parents were not allowed to talk about who they voted for. It was against the rules, against the law. At least this part is.
I'm not sure it's against the law, because that would be against the First Amendment.
Not you saying it, but as far as this is concerned,
oh,
it's a Hatch Act violation,
right.
I believe.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Because
that's politicking.
That's politicking. You can't do it on your letterhead. You can't do any of that. Unfortunately, nobody's enforcing the Hatch Act because Donald et al. Did it before.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, Bob Seska's parents, it was a courtesy. You know, nobody really talked about it because you're not supposed to. But I don't think there's a law against.
No, I don't think there's a law. Yeah. But it was just, we should ask you. I'll ask him next week. But yeah, I think that it was a rule and not a law.
Right.
Like if you busted that, you might have lost your gig.
Yeah.
It was part of maybe your contract. I don't know. I mean, because there's certain things you can't do in an office, even though you could do it outside the office. I mean, we were just talking about a certain amusement park that doesn't allow people to smoke even in their cars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to me. As long as it's not in front of other people, I don't see why it's a problem, but, you know, whatever. And yes, we did talk about this a little bit with Glenn earlier. Donald has decided that the United States is now engaged in a formal armed conflict with drug cartels. He's calling them unlawful combatants. This doesn't seem legal. Yeah. Because drug dealers et al., unless they're literally shooting at you, they bring drugs, you arrest them, and
it's a law enforcement issue.
Yeah, it's a law enforcement issue. It's not a military issue. So I'm hoping that Glenn is correct and a lot of this stuff is going to just stop happening under, as we said during Donald's stupid birthday party when we were all protesting for the No Kings rally, because that was more important, with all the military folks that had to be there not walking literally in lockstep like you normally would at a military parade, them just kind of not strolling but walking.
Right.
That to me was command going, this is BS. You know, and hopefully all of those generals and those that are high ranking but below the generals are going to be like, no. I'm not sending the army or the marines into these cities.
Yeah.
You know, cuz it is the Posse Comitatus Act is a law.
Right.
And so if they do that, because there is no insurrection happening. Oh, I know where there was one. It was January 6, 2021. Yeah. I remember that.
At the Capitol.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So many people forget about that.
Uh-huh.
My neighbor was arguing that Nancy Pelosi should have called up the National Guard. And I looked at him. I said, she had no authority to do that.
Yeah.
Zero authority. He goes, no, she did. I'm like, no, she didn't. And it was just proven when Donald called them up and not Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mike Johnson wanted them there, he can't call them up.
Nope.
So let's see. Here we go. Christy in Las Vegas. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you remember me. I want to say that I am your favorite former Marine that you met at a sexy liberal.
Yay!
Yay, I remember you. Absolutely. I totally remember you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I am calling because I tell you, my heart breaks for any active duty Marine or military, but I can't even imagine serving right now in the military, having to look at the commander-in-chief who, you know, my boss, so to speak, and to have to look at how he desecrates the you know, the Constitution and everything, and I am supposed to follow his orders, going to, you know, Portland and all these cities, and I can't even say how I would feel if I was active duty now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cause I'm hoping.
And you're not the only one.
No, you're not. Definitely not the only one. And hopefully all the commanders that just witnessed what Donald and Pete Hegseth said are going to be like, no, I'm not going to follow an illegal order. That's what I'm hoping.
I hope so too. But I feel like they're putting the military, these military members in a rock and a hard spot, you know?
Absolutely.
And having to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they mean to do.
Exactly.
Because they're saying if you choose incorrectly, then you can be fired.
Right.
Which is chilling.
It is chilling.
Yes.
But it is it is your purview, right, to not follow an illegal order, correct? As a Marine,
absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
What are the possible consequences for that, though? If you know, if for some reason the president finds out that you, as an active duty Marine, didn't follow orders because you thought they were
unlawful.
Can the president fire you or kick you out or
like a dishonorable discharge?
Yes, absolutely.
See, there's the
rub.
Yeah, there's the power that he has over active duty members, and it sucks.
Exactly, and I feel like that. Like I said, they're between a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah,
you know that they what do they do? And I joined the Marine Corps. And I became an air traffic controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, not a stressful job at all.
So you're affected by what's going on now, too.
Exactly.
And how crazy it is. I was an air traffic controller in the FAA, and my son, he works for TSA.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah. We've got a lot of things to worry about.
Yeah.
But I just... Like I said, I and this is the first time in my life I joined when I was 18 years old, and I don't want to say how old I am, but, you know, I'm old. I'm exactly one day older than. Oh, I'm just having problems here. Sorry.
It's okay.
Right. That's okay.
That's okay.
But that's okay. I'm just saying that I've loved my country. I love my country. I was gung-ho. I was ooh-rah. I was proud to be a former Marine, to be a Marine. And now I didn't even celebrate July 4th.
Oh,
I just
honey.
Didn't.
Oh,
because
honey.
It, I mean, I want to have the, I want my love for my country to come back.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? We have the power to do that. And because you're thank you for your service, first off, and Semper Fi.
Thank you for
and
your support.
Of course,
thank
it's
you.
Semper Fi, baby. I just, ooh-ah. Ooh-ah, exactly. No, it's just we have the power, and we have to understand that more of us want our country to be what it used to be and not what it is now. And October 18th is a good way to show that support. And if you can't do it, you can write letters and call your congresspeople and do what you can to help get us back on the track that we should be on. And but I thank you so much, Christy. You have a good day, okay?
Yeah. And hang in there.
Hang in there.
Thank you, Jody.
Both
thank
you and your son.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hang in there, honey, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
I will. Thanks.
Bye.
Aw.
No, I understand her. I understand it,
totally.
You know? It's like... We haven't been this fractured since the late 60s. We were super fractured then, and for good reason. And I'm concerned that they're setting us up for another Kent State.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned about that. I mean, they've already been shooting at people.
Dr. Redlander said that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And I mean, what they just did in Chicago with the helicopters and going into that apartment building, and people were coming out
dragging people out
half naked and children. I mean, that's horrific to
it's
me.
Not what we do in America.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be what we do, but apparently we're doing it. And I'm hoping that Pritzker and the mayor in Chicago start having police arrest these people.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, they're kidnapping people. And on that happy, clappy note, it's 18 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by FERF. Well, hallelujah, and we don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. I love that. Mm-hmm. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not, and in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and leave religion where it belongs, at home, in a church, a synagogue, or at the mosque. or wherever, and not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen to the Constitution.
Thank you, Chris. FERF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text the name Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Go to ffrf.us/school because seriously, Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Text fees may apply.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is luck, L-U-C-K, luck. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. 6 more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Yo, we off the...
Yo, we off the. Yo, we off the. Yo, we off the. Yo.
Steffi.
Uh-huh. It is 24 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. That's just funny to have Stephanie's name put in that. That's funny. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, who will be back on Monday with the Rude Pundit. Yep. We have John Fugelsang coming up right about in about 6 minutes or so. I got a funny letter from one of Stephanie's listeners about the war-torn, ravaged city of Portland. My dearest Martha, I write to you upon arrival on the front lines in this war-torn city of Portland, foreign land of Oregon. My platoon traveled here upon this well-traveled path called the I-5. I have yet to find I-1 through I-4, but I suspect that they are secret paths the enemy traverses upon. We were immediately greeted as liberators, with many people honking their horns and waving the one finger that showed us that we were number one in their minds. But the enemy lurked within the city. We entered the city streets where there were no fires, no overturned vehicles, or broken storefronts. But our wise dear leader had warned us that the enemy had highly sophisticated weapons. One of these was clouds, which the enemy gathered above us immediately. Droplets of water were rained upon us. I saved one of my men who was looking at the sky with his mouth open, subject to drowning. We fired at the clouds, but to no avail, and had to take shelter in a tavern called The Cafe. There stood a man, well-trimmed beard, and a man bun who called himself the barista. I could tell he was a spy. He offered us drink, but I knew it was a psychological trap. The drink had options: hot, cold, with cream or not, whipped cream, maca, mocha, drizzle, so many options. Luckily, my well-trained mind, with the warrior ethos, was able to dispel the psychological torture of the menu board. We remain in this tavern as we prepare to fight the most elite force here, the Portland Trailblazers. I am told they fight in units of five men who hurl objects through nets, probably to explode on their opponents. Tomorrow we shall infiltrate the farmer's market. With our camo uniforms, 30 pounds of equipment, and long guns, we shall be able to easily blend in. Then we shall take the enemy by surprise as they haggle over the price of kale. Until I write to you again, please keep the home fires going. Use a Waymo. They burn longer than wood. Take care of baby Bella. Your loving husband, George W.
Aww.
That was from Bob, and that was very funny.
That's
Bob,
so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, warrior ethos, dare not order a matcha latte.
Right,
like, they would never. That's too soy boy. Too performative.
It definitely is. Michael in Oakland, hi.
Is it performative to just get a drip? That's all I get.
No. But a man getting a matcha latte, I raise my eyebrows at that just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm a little confused.
And you are a former barista.
I am a former barista.
There
yes.
you go. So you understand. Michael in Oakland, hi. How you doing?
I'm hanging tough. How are you? So here's a real good reason why, very simple reason why shooting down or shooting at boats on the open seas that allegedly carry drugs, why using the military for that purpose is so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they are in fact trading in narcotics, who are they selling it to?
Right.
Are not the people who buy it within the United States and possess it in the moments before then reselling it and or using it within the United States, are they not equally as guilty? Are we going to encourage the military to... Oh, wait a second. I was about to say, are we going to encourage the military to roam our streets and willy-nilly shoot people in the head if they suspect that they're carrying drugs? I guarantee you that this, the use of the military in this way is softening the public for the idea of using the military as police
mm-hmm.
for everything.
Yeah, no,
and that's
right.
What they did in the third... That's what they did during the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do in other authoritarian...
The Philippines, yeah.
Let's just use it. Yeah, the fascist. I mean, let's just use the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascist.
Absolutely.
Because you can't differentiate who are the criminals and who are the enemy, are the terrorists. I mean, they sell it to people who then resell it
mm-hmm.
inside the United States borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's simple. That's why. That's one of the many reasons why using the military as police is prohibited, completely prohibited under the Constitution and the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yes, thank you so much, Michael. No, he's absolutely right, of course, because
yeah.
he's a lawyer.
That's right.
You know, he's our pro bono lawyer. but yeah, no, he's right. I mean, they are trying to soften us to the idea of it, but I don't think we're getting softened to it.
Hopefully,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It scares me. Yeah. You know, it's there's I don't want to see when I've been to other countries. Well, last time I was in England, there were armed soldiers basically at Heathrow Airport.
Sure.
And that was disconcerting.
Yeah. I don't feel safe. I do not feel safe with the military in my city.
No, not at all. And I don't blame you for it one bit. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Guess who's coming up next?
John Fugelsang.
It's Fridays with Fugelsang. Yay!
Best-selling author.
LA Times and New York Times best-selling author. All right. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX Madison, where politics meet farmers market tomatoes. Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Melissa Kay reports.
The goal of this week is to remind women that understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues, explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Be aware of your breast tissue, know your breast density, know your risk factors, advocate for yourself.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is luck. L-U-C-K. Luck. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
I'm not a great fan of the Affordable Care Act. I believe in Medicare for all. I think that health care is a human right. But I will be damned if I'm going to see people in Vermont and around this country see a doubling in their premiums when people today can't afford housing, they can't afford health care, they can't afford child care. We can't allow that to happen.
Amen, Bernie. Amen, Bernie. Yep. You know, these are the things I agree with him.
Yeah.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris Lavoie and Zella with a B. And look who we have here. Hello.
Good morning from the New York Bureau, Mooks.
Hello. It's been so long since I last spoke with you.
It's been so long, Jody. How have you been? How's the family? You okay?
I'm okay. It's 12 hours? Maybe?
Are you enjoying the Anthropocene? Are you having a good time with the fall of a once great democracy? Are you getting some laughs in there?
Yeah, we're trying. We are trying. So Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, good. Girl. Yes. Let's start with the Christians.
Hey, yes. Let's start with the Christians.
Caroline Leavitt, who hides behind a giant gold cross to take a dump on a New Testament. Please tell me what. Tell me of her wisdom.
Exactly. She is very upset with Pope Bob. Because how dare he be upset with our treatment of immigrants? You know,
yeah.
She's Catholic, from what I understand. It's not like she's just a Christian. She's a Catholic. So shouldn't she be following him?
That's why she devotes so much time to persecuting the stranger. She's a no room at the inn kind of Christian. Can we talk about Pope Leo for a second?
Sure.
Absolutely.
My
Southside Leo, the deep dish pontiff. My God, this guy keeps surprising me over and over again. I mean, he comes out and he just says, you call yourself pro-life, but you support the death penalty. You're not pro-life.
Yes.
And whoa, you could hear the MAGA sphincters tightening across the globe. I mean, and he's right.
He's right.
If you're trying to criminalize abortion, which Jesus never talks about because you're so pro-life, but you support the death penalty, which Jesus actually opposes, why should we take you seriously as a follower of Jesus? So I'm already loving this guy for this thing. And I love a Chicago Pope. I love a guy who ends a mass instead of saying go in peace by just being like, We good? You know, like, that's great. But then he goes out and says, and if you support, you know, abusing migrants like this, you're not pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Right after last week when we saw ABC, Disney, and Monday Night Football give the finger to Sinclair and say, go ahead, try to hurt us. We don't care about the money. And watching Sinclair back down, let's not kid ourselves. The Vatican is very much a business. I learned this growing up traveling around this country. The conservative priests go to the conservative neighborhoods, liberal priests to liberal neighborhoods because the job is getting more money in the collection plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
For this Pope to stand there and say, no, if you're supporting the death penalty and this abuse of migrants, you're not pro-life. This Pope was willing for the Vatican to take a financial hit in the name of the crap that Jesus actually talked about.
Yeah.
So that, to me, was dynamite. And I love how this guy's confounded the whole world, right? Liberals think he's not liberal enough. Conservatives think he's not conservative enough. And the rest of the planet's like, oh, my God, an American who speaks more than two languages and doesn't own a gun. So I think he's pissing off the right people.
That is unusual.
Really inspiring.
Yeah.
Really inspiring.
I mean, I used to say that about at least the Catholic Church. At least it's consistent. They're anti-abortion and they're anti-death penalty. That is consistent, at least.
One of which Jesus was against. One of which the Bible never comes out against abortion. I have a very irritating book out about this right now.
Yes, you best-selling author, you.
Not saying that Jesus did, clinic escort work on the weekends. I'm just saying they've been groomed to prioritize something Jesus never mentioned over everything he commands. Because the right-wing Christians don't follow Jesus.
Right.
And if you fight for the things Jesus talked about, they're going to call you a woke globalist Marxist cuck.
Yes, you are absolutely right. As per usual, best-selling author John Fugel saying.
Thank you for the best-selling author. I'm getting that put on all my business cards.
I think you should,
because it's true.
I'm going to be insufferable. Insufferable, yes.
You're way too hoity-toity for the likes of this.
I keep waiting for my best-selling author prize to arrive in the mail. You know, I guess I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. I'm getting a much more pious caliber of death threat on Twitter. That's what I'm enjoying from this whole thing.
At least YouTube sends you this little trophy for having, you know, 100,000 followers.
I know. I'm like, where's the coke and whores? What happens here? Come on now. Didn't Hemingway automatically have coke and whores sent to the place in down in Florida? What do you got to do?
But probably.
You know, but I'm so grateful because I've been able to go on so many shows and talk about this stuff. Because when you're looking at the government shutdown, again, in Matthew 25, Jesus says individualists and nations will be judged by how they care for the sick, care for the poor, and welcome the stranger. Look at how the Republican Party is trying to destroy all three this month. This whole shutdown is happening because the Democrats held the line on health care, right? I mean, right now we got everything shut down, like WIC, mothers needing formula, done. Civil rights cases, done. EPA cleanups, done. Billionaire tax loopholes, those are still open. But, I mean, they want to keep Americans alive. Democrats' whole wish, extend the ACA tax credits to keep insurance affordable for 20 million people. Undo your Medicaid cuts, that's going to leave 10 million low-income and disabled people without insurance. That's it. But the Republican Party can't admit that they are trying to take health care away from American citizens, so they have to lie and say it's about illegal aliens. They don't want you to have health care, Jody. They want you to have GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Guys, Republicans think your doctor should be a guy named Chad with a Venmo. They don't think health care is a right. They think it's a raffle. And the Democrats are having to sit there with these lies that they're giving Cadillac Medicare to illegal aliens, or, oh, the Democrats, you love insurance companies now. They can't stop spinning this, and they can't stop blaming Democrats under a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate. I mean, it's like they even put up out the emails accusing the Democrats of holding America hostage, and it's like, you guys shut down the government to stop Americans from having insulin.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for being so on top of it.
Well, and Caroline Leavitt, hey, girl.
Oh, girl.
Sorry, that was your original point before I monologued on a tangent.
We love your monologues.
All you want. It makes our lives much easier. But she was asked by a reporter, should ERs check immigration status before treating a dying patient?
Oh, my God.
And she said, she dodged it. She said, that's probably not a question for me to answer. I think that's a question for healthcare professionals and legal experts to answer. Now, she got a lot of grief for it, thankfully, from doctors saying, Dr. Jonathan Reiner from George Washington University, he said, the idea of denying emergency care based on immigration status is grossly immoral.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Requiring ERs to check immigration status before providing emergency care to a dying patient would be grossly immoral, and no doctor I know would comply. Thank you, Doc. I mean, it's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, as far as I'm concerned.
Of course it is. It's a violation of the New Testament. But these Republicans are going to forget those facts faster than they forget that it was a Republican Trump supporter who shot up a Mormon church over the weekend and murdered people, and they tried to blame it on the left again. Now, if that had been a Muslim who did that, do you think the media would have forgotten the story by Thursday?
No.
Do you think that story would be completely an afterthought by the end of the week if it had been a liberal or a trans person? But again, when it's white conservative on white conservative violence, if they can't care.
Right. They don't. They don't. You're absolutely right. And you also were talking about it's not the guns. It's not the guns. This is what everybody else says. It's mental illness, SSRIs, violent films and video games, which is why countries without regular gun massacres also have no mental illness or SSRIs or violent films and video games.
Right.
You know?
All of Europe and Asia, they kept antidepressants and video games away. It's incredible. That's why they have no gun violence. Wow.
I know. Isn't that awesome? That, huh? I mean, it's there's the gun problem in this country is, first off, the guns. But secondly, it is mental health. It is poverty. It is a lot of things that contribute to that. So it's not just the one thing. But I think if we were not to allow, say, I don't know, automatic or semi-automatic weapons to be available to civilians, I think things would be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, maybe expanded background checks, maybe registering every gun like cars. You know, I was on Piers Morgan the other day, and these white Christian nationalists were just screeching, there's no law that would have kept Charlie Kirk from being murdered by a liberal trans, which he wasn't. And I'm like, excuse me, if Grandpa had been required by law to secure his weapon in the home, that would have stopped this kid from killing Charlie Kirk. That would have stopped the Sandy Hook killer from killing his mom and all those kids. They don't care. They're not pro-life. They don't care about preserving American life. They don't care about stopping the next massacre. They care about power. And that's why the shutdown's happening, because Trump wanted it to.
Yes.
This is not like any shutdown in the world. Russell Vogt, this has been his porn since he was in high school, which was only about 10 years ago. They want to traumatize federal workers. They want to have this Black Friday sale for authoritarianism, and they are going to use this deliberately to gut the civil service. Again, like, it's at least 20% of federal workers are African American. In Georgia, it's 40%. Federal jobs are one of the few steady ladders into the middle class for our veterans as well.
Uh-huh.
And they are going to set this on fire and fire thousands more people. So when the government does reopen, there won't be much government left to reopen. And they're still trying to make the Democrats the bad guys on this, while Trump, like a terrible Bond villain, can't stop monologuing exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs, and they're Democrats.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're saying your plot. I will soon lay off 500,000 Democrats. I'm monologuing it all to you in advance, Mr. Bond, because I'm so smart. this is what they're doing with the troops in Portland and trying to get control over universities, trying to get control of our elections. I mean, the shutdown is part of it. They wanted this shutdown. Democrats know it. But if Democrats didn't do it, 20 million low-income and disabled people would lose health care. And the media still allows these people in the Republican Party to call themselves Christian.
Oh, I agree. I mean, we can play here, Mike Lee, number four.
Mm-hmm.
This is to your point about Russell Vogt.
Please.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in empowering, further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare.
Right. That was Mike Lee from Utah, basically saying what you just said. And Donald is now admitting that he loves Project 2025.
And meanwhile, also yesterday, Mike Johnson tried to say that Russ Vogt hates this sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Russ does he didn't try to say it. He lied through his teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
He lied through his teeth, America's creepiest youth pastor.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
Russ does this reluctantly. He takes no pleasure in this.
Oh, please.
Because Russ has to sit down and decide, because he's in charge of that office, which policies, personnel,
he just feels awful, I gotta
which
tell
programs
you.
Are essential and which are not. That is not a fun task.
Oh, please.
And he is not enjoying that responsibility. And if they keep the government closed, it's going to get more and more painful.
Russell
Vogt can't stand this, folks. Jody, Russell Vogt can't stand this. I'm the Speaker of the House, and I'm here to tell you he feels so bad about hurting these people, and I only watch all that gay porn on my hard drive to remind myself of how much I despise it.
Oh, my. Now, that's alleged.
Uh-huh.
That is alleged.
That's alleged, of course.
Just alleged,
but, you know.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the fact that Donald is now admitting to loving Project 2025 after denying knowing about it last year several times. It's
but this is what they want. They like destroying the lives of career public servants. They like destroying government services for regular people while making sure his buddies get everything they want. It's like a landlord who's evicting all of his tenants to make a Chuck E. Cheese just for billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the pain is the point. The Office of Management and Budget told the agencies to cut anything not consistent with the president's priorities. Think about that language.
Mm-hmm.
That means if it helps children, if it helps non-white people, if it helps workers, it's not consistent with the president's priorities.
Well, yeah,
we
I mean,
know who they're going to hurt here. And I mean, and thank God we've got Fox News prompter monkey Pete Hegseth bringing the generals over to give us some comic relief in the middle of all this. Because they're going to try and blame it on the Democrats, and a lot of people are going to get hurt because Donald Trump doesn't want to reopen the government.
I agree. And we were talking about this earlier. I think we talked about it yesterday. The Republicans have 53 votes in the Senate, and they could just make a rule today that no filibuster is necessary for this bill, just for today, just this one bill, and they only need 51 people to vote yes on that, and then they only need 51 people to vote the bill to go through. So it's on Republican. When Caroline says the Democrats could do this, it's like, no.
Yeah.
It's on the Republicans, kids. And luckily, people are getting
that. But again, they won't do it.
No, they won't. They don't. They love the fact that it was filibustered, because then it's not on them, as far as they're concerned. But luckily, the public...
Yeah, this is not a shutdown. This is deliberate sabotage in broad daylight. They are using shutdown to accelerate Project 2012. They're trying to turn us into Hungary with worse food, is what they're trying to do. And they're just getting started.
You are absolutely right, sir. And it's... Oh, my goodness. It's already... Sorry about that. It's 49 minutes after the hour, so it was lovely to see you again, sir. I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Best-selling author.
Thank you for letting me rant. I'm playing at a Zany's in Chicago this Wednesday, our first date on the book tour, and you get a free book with purchase, which is good because they're all sold out elsewhere. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Separation of Church and Hate is the book, and as soon as it's back in reprint, second printing is coming out soon. So go buy it.
I'll be grubby and whoring myself all over until then. Thank
all right. right. Thank God.
Thanks,
all right.
John.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
It is 49 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Cozy Earth pajamas and blankets are so soft and breathable and so cute. You'll start planning your evenings around them. Let's talk about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. The moment you put them on, you'll actually say, oh, wow, out loud. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, and lightweight. And what'll really get you is how cool it sleeps. And yes, you can wear it way past bedtime. It could be your all-day cozy uniform right now. Then there's the bubble cuddle blanket. This thing transforms your couch or bed. You can keep it draped over your sofa or just lying on top of your bed, and it instantly makes a room feel warmer and more inviting. The plush textured faux fur is just not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights, it elevates all of it. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. They have a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on blankets. Lifetime guarantee on apparel, which is amazing. Go to CozyEarth.com and use code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set and blanket. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. And if you get your post-purchase survey, be sure to let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Elevate your downtime with Cozy Earth.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Stephanie.
Green and Gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
Cheese curds and craft beer, progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it, because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX, serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about, the things that make our city absolutely irresistible, keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk. You can find monster savings throughout October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Stephanie Miller.
I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again.
This would be easy to sing at karaoke.
Just kind of yell it.
Yeah.
Seems easy, right?
Yeah.
Once you memorize the line, you're good.
Uh-huh.
You're good. We've been having a lively discussion about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's new album came out at midnight.
Now, it's a 50-50 on TikTok.
Bella doesn't like it.
I haven't heard it, so I have no...
I've heard bits of, like, they're playing some of it on the overnight news that I watch when I get up. And, you know, it's...
Taylor Swift.
It sounds like Taylor Swift.
It's just so... I can't believe that this is what was put out. Like, right after the peak of her career, this is what we get?
That blockbuster of a tour, which was undeniably
insane.
A sensation.
Insane. Yeah. Like, I am not, like, so insufferable that I can't admit that Taylor Swift is, like... She's a genius. She's created this like world, this insane fandom.
Absolutely.
And you know, I love seeing like all the little girls excited to go to the Eras tour. That is so cute. It is so cute. But this album is buns. It's so bad. It's so bad. And I
want to hear
that.
I just need to now.
Just like one. Listen to "Canceled." One of the songs.
It's like all caps and
canceled.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Give me a break.
She's twitching again.
And there are two diss tracks on it.
Yeah, the Charli XCX diss track, which is crazy to me because Charli XCX had the biggest album last year.
Right.
And now it's
I guess Charli XCX made fun of the Eras tour, little girls are going to it or something like that.
Yeah,
just little girls.
That's what Charli XCX said.
Yes, the thing with Charli XCX though is there was a song on the last album where there are hints that she's talking about Taylor Swift because famously Taylor Swift dated Matty Healy of the 1975. Charli XCX is married to George from the 1975. So they're, you know, they definitely interacted a little bit, probably. Mm-hmm. And there's a line in one of her songs where she says, "I don't want to see you backstage at my boyfriend's show. Fingers crossed behind my back. I hope they break up quick." But the song is about, like, being insecure about this other woman's success.
Okay.
And not wanting to, like, try not to compare yourself to other women, basically.
Right.
So a good, you know, a decent, decent message. Pretty vulnerable. Taylor Swift just calls her a cokehead.
Okay. Okay, all right.
So
that's neat.
There's your pop culture for the day.
But she does know a friend of my family.
Taylor Swift does? Oh, yes.
She knows Bob Mackie. Mm. He designed the costumes for her shoot. So.
And, and the costumes are amazing.
Well, yes. He's amazing.
The photo shoot that she did for this album, that's gorgeous.
Yes.
That is art.
And he loves the fact that these kids are like, love the showgirl stuff. He's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. All right, it is 58 minutes after the hour. Frangela, up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
92.7 WMDX, for people who always put curds before carbs.
Tea Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee, Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Tea Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New deadline, President Trump just now saying on social media, Hamas must agree to his proposed peace deal for Gaza by 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, or he says the group will suffer more attacks. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed. President Trump says he's figuring out ways to fire them permanently. A massive fire at a Chevron refinery in Southern California. ABC's Trevor Altz on the scene in El Segundo.
This refinery is so large here, they have their own fire department, and they had their hands full overnight taming these gigantic flames that sent people scrambling to evacuate, other people told to shelter in place, and officials now are monitoring the hot spots here and also the air quality here in the surrounding area.
No word on any injuries. Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking that he receive 11 years behind bars on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC